Hey there, bitches, and welcome to the coronavirus special edition of JFMP / cadaver lab / corpse cast, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
It doesn't matter. It's all the same anyway.
Yeah. It's me. It's Mike. We're just fucking talking the other day. And you know, there's a lot of fucking shit floating around out there in the airwaves, in the media, about this coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing, you know, the one thing that's really on people's mind that hasn't been addressed is how is all this affecting Steven? And so I thought it was important. I thought it was important to get it out there and let everybody know that, yes, I'm fine.
Yeah,
other
okay.
than being like frazzled. But and how are you doing, Mike?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. I mean, honestly, this has barely even affected me. My mood is good. My sense of well-being is just shooting through the roof, and I couldn't be happier. All right.
I don't believe a yeah. fucking word of that.
No, this is all bullshit. I hate it all, and there you go. That's basically it. How about that?
Yeah, it's a mess out there, and we just hope everybody's taking care of themselves, and just thought we'd put out a little extra content to you all have some extra time to need something to entertain you. We're not going to fucking entertain you.
No, we're doing this.
Don't do that.
We're
here.
Doing this for us. Let's be real. I mean, I needed to watch.
Yeah, we need something to fucking do.
So it's like I needed to watch a Paul Naschy film, and I thought, well, we might as well record and talk about it because I don't know why. I don't know why anybody would ever think that to themselves. Like it's a good idea to do a podcast or whatever. But why not? F you guys.
Yeah. So and we kind of picked one at random, the first Paul Naschy film, which is called Inquisition, and takes place coincidentally enough in the middle of the fucking plague.
That's true.
And I started watching this and I was like, oh, it's as timely as ever. Fortunately, there aren't as many boobs in the real corona world.
Yeah,
well, I
right,
guess since
true.
Pornhub's free for this month. But yeah, there's just not as many boobs hanging out as there were during this plague.
No,
which is unfortunate.
That's bullshit. They lied to us, man. I didn't even think about that. They had the black plague going on. But then they had these three men of God going around and. Trying everybody for witchcraft and whatever, but it's kind of like the cops going now, kicking Hobby Lobby's doors down and making everybody go home and all that shit. Whoa, we're living these times.
Yeah,
now I just got to go find a pond where like eight naked ladies are bathing, and just kind of creep in on them. Then we'll basically be this
and,
movie.
And remember, ladies, if you are going to go skinny dipping, keep the numbers under 10. And stay 6 feet apart,
right?
Because we're all about safety. But feel free to be as naked as you feel free.
The nakeder, the better.
Yeah, exactly. And let's see, what was it? But see, there was actually like one of my, I was like kind of taking notes during this. And when they start talking about how God is going to protect them from the plague, my note here says, later went on to start Hobby Lobby.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, that's God's hobby store or like craft store, right? It's like Hobby Lobby. It's like God's hobby store. It's like the craft store there. It's like you eat that and you eat the Chick-fil-A and then you're good to go. You're basically immune to whatever.
Yeah, you're right with God. If you shop at Hobby Lobby, you can buy the stuff to make your own Corona mask, I guess, and then hit Chick-fil-A, get through the drive-thru.
Right, exactly.
Or Grubhub that shit, and you're good to go. You're right with God, and the virus will pass right over you.
Yeah, isn't that? Wasn't there like?
Do not take medical advice from us.
Yeah. That's a disclaimer that you should definitely not pass over. Get it?
Passover.
So, I was thinking maybe that was relevant. Yeah. Who knows?
And for those of you listening. For those of you listening in the future, Passover's this week.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So we're really topical today.
I got to get some lamb's blood and do the work. All right. I'm good. Good to go. I'm feeling fantastic. Let's go. This is perfect.
I think I think there's actually a shortage. I know you can't buy fucking eggs, milk,
and lamb's butter. Blood. Lamb's blood by the gallon.
Yeah. Lamb's blood is fucking sold out everywhere. There's been a big run on it.
I'll bet.
I'll tell you a funny story though. My daughter, we stopped by we were out a couple days ago and Lisa needed one thing. So we pulled up to the dollar store and my daughter ran into get some hair ties or some stupid shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, woman stuff. And she comes back out and she said, "Oh my God, you should have been in there. There was some woman trying to buy toilet paper. And the clerk wouldn't sell it to her because she was just in there an hour ago buying toilet paper."
So she's one of those people.
She was like, "Bitch." Yeah. She's like,
"It's like, you didn't use 12 rolls in 1 hour.
Keep buying all the toilet paper." Yeah. "You can't buy all the toilet paper." And the woman was like, "No, that wasn't me. That was somebody else." Oh,
shut up, lady. That's awesome.
And it's like, seriously?
Like, why toilet paper?
But I can't believe the clerk even. Because you got to wipe your ass, man.
I know what you use toilet paper for, but I mean, why is it out? I mean, why can I walk in and get it? I mean, because right now around here, it's like you can get whatever food you want and get whatever, but toilet paper is still all gone. And it's like, what the shit? It's like, how many people are buying toilet paper rolls enough to like last them for years? It seems like it's like, why this run? I actually just was able to buy some because I went to Walmart and a couple people before me had like four cases. And it's like they only let them buy one at a time. So I got, so I was like, "Oh, I'll take one of those." And I was like, "Okay." I mean, I didn't even need toilet paper. I'm just like scared that I'm going to run out of it. Like it's just nuts. I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, that's supply and demand for you. I mean,
well, I don't even know if I demand it. It's called fear. It's like, I don't want to run out. It's like, I have no idea what's
exactly.
happening.
You don't want to run out. So you go buy it, which creates a shortage.
Yeah.
And it's like if everybody would just keep wiping their ass as normally,
it's like, I'm going to be wiping my ass to like 2091. Well, with what I have supplied at home is what I meant. Yeah. There you go. That makes more sense. Anyhow, that's just strange. That's what's because we've been through stuff like this
down
before,
two
right?
Rolls, oh dear. And we have them hit it. We have hit it from our children because the girls will fucking use a roll a day. What? I don't know what the fuck they do with it.
It's like, I don't even but know. I'm not gonna make any jokes because it's your daughter, so I'm not gonna go there right now. Yeah. I can't.
Well, I mean, I know they're full of shit. But it's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. It's all crazy out there.
Yep,
it's a crazy world, and like I said, I just hope everybody's fucking doing okay. And yeah, yeah, we're okay. You're okay.
I'm good.
Let's fucking talk about Paul Nashe and the fucking Inquisition.
I'm down.
All right. So this movie is pretty much like it's kind of like the Witchmaster General, Witchfinder General.
Witchfinder General, yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that. Yeah. Same premise.
It's kind of like that. Yeah. You've got an Inquisitor going around during 16th century France. Calling people witches and then stripping them naked and torturing them.
Which, said it so eloquently.
Yeah. And he falls in love with the mayor's daughter, who's in love with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And so he pays some assassins to kill her love interest. And then so she turns to the devil to get her revenge. And then there's a really fucking cool twist ending that I don't think I've seen this in 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd forgotten about the ending.
Yeah.
And so it does have a fucking twist ending that kind of brings it all together because it was a little disjointed.
Uh-huh.
Because you have the surgeon saying, "No, none of this shit is real."
Right, right, right.
God, the devil, this is all bullshit. Uh-huh. The only voice of reason in the movie. And so but then it takes this turn where she's actually like partying with Satan.
Yep.
Because he does know how to party.
Well, I mean, if he knows one thing, it's that.
Yeah. That and, I guess, torture, which is, I guess, why the devil and the magistrate were both played by the same person.
Yep. Dude.
but yeah, I mean, that's the basic plot of this. I mean, it's nothing it's nothing out of the ordinary, but you know, if you watch any of the fucking, you know, Spanish or Italian fucking, yeah, you know, horror movies from the 70s, if you're into that kind of shit, this one is really fucking good.
Yeah, it is good.
And this was you know, Paul Naschy had been around for, you know, years before this. I think he'd been doing horror movies for about 10 years, was one of Spain's biggest fucking stars.
El Hombre Lobo.
In the genre. Yeah. And he was considered to be the Lon Chaney of Spain. And this was his first time actually directing a horror film.
Yeah, he wrote and directed this and starred.
Yeah, he wrote it, directed it, starred in it. I mean, and this is a really fucking good movie. And, you know, like I said, you know, it starts taking, I do have some complaints.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like the way it started down the Satan is real path. And then when it all comes together at the end, though, it's got a really satisfying ending. Mm-hmm. And it brings it all fucking full circle. And it's just fucking, it's a really good movie if you're into these fucking, you know, this style of filmmaking.
Yeah. And, you know, you say that, you know, that
it's prevalent in Europe.
But here's kind of how this was for me. I mean, as far as look and feel of the film goes, it's somewhere in between Hammer, like those old classic Hammers, and the kind of the sleazy Italian, you know, horror movies from the same time, right? Because it kind of just like walks the line. It's kind of old school. There was really great parts. In fact, I can't remember what it was. I read something, and I should have maybe written it down or something. But the Satanic Compendium that he was reading, that's actually a real copy of it. I mean, that wasn't made for the movie. I guess the place where they were filming was kind of like a museum or something like that. And that was an actual real, you know, book that they were using for that with like all one of my favorite parts is when he's flipping through the pages and you've got Beelzebub and Belphegor and, you know, just kind of all these little artist renderings of all these different generals in Satan's army or whatever. That I think the one scene that was freaking me out though was obviously there's that torture scene where they rip off the nipple. I was not expecting that. It's like, what? No, that was a little too gross.
That came out of fucking nowhere because yeah, you don't expect like any kind of fucking effects in this fucking type of movie at all.
And there wasn't a ton. You know, there wasn't ton of effects.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, this was the big gag in it. And my notes on this are nip slip, pretty decent gag.
Dude, so you were saying about this is a very similar to like the Witchfinder General with Vincent Price, right? I feel like mm-hmm. there's a lot of differences though as well. Whereas what's his name, Matthew Hopkins, just was kind of like an evil. You knew that he, you know, he lusted for power, stuff like that, right? I feel like it took a while for Fosse to actually. I think in the beginning he was trying to, you know, actually do his work. I feel like from the beginning he wasn't this power mad, hammer of God type guy, but he was actually trying to do it. And then once the hot titties get in front of him, it's like he's no match for the temptation or whatever, right? But it's like, it's nuts, man. And so it's a little bit different that way. But obviously, I mean, you talked a little bit about what happens later there, you know, I don't know. It seems like there was one part missing. For instance, if you know, you have the first three Inquisitors, right? You have the young one that you think is going to be like, is going to have a change of heart. Like, 'cause like he can see into the people who've been accused, their eyes and whatever. And, you know, you see like these pensive looks for him or these melancholy, whatever, but he never changes. He never just says like, oh no, I'm not going to kind of, you know, overcome this. I'm not going to try to, you know, stand up for potentially what I think is just, no, it just, they just kind of dropped that. I thought that was kind of weird too. I think those are the two storylines that I thought were a little bit, I don't know. The first one's fine. The second one, I thought we'd get something out of it, but we never did.
You're breaking up during most of that.
Oh,
so I'm going to agree with you.
Okay. No. Oh yeah. Everything I said was perfect.
No, I think what you said was you're expecting some character development with the younger.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Never really.
Inquisitor. Okay. Yeah. I see exactly. Yeah. I see what you're going with that. Yeah, the kid that's like the rookie cop who's puking at his first murder scene.
Exactly. Exactly right.
Yeah. And then later on, he really didn't have much to do, and he kind of thought, and yeah, I see where you're going. Yeah. It really didn't go anywhere. But let me see here. Going through my notes here to see if there's anything in particular I wanted to talk about. One of the things I thought was funny, the surgeon is like giving a lecture to the mayor,
mm-hmm.
about how, you know, no, the Satan hunting, which all this is, you know, very dangerous and ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all this, the whole Inquisition is dangerous and ignorant. Meanwhile, he's treating the dude with leeches.
Right.
I was like, well, that's ironic.
Yeah, right. Oh, man. I don't know. Here's the thing. Whereas you were talking about how you didn't care for the kind of Satan is real aspect of it, I would have loved it if like Satan came out of the sky and saved everyone from the stake, you know, at the very end. Just kind of obviously mm-hmm. it's not going to happen, but I think, I don't know, man. It's like, I would have loved that shit. I mean, we've seen all the guys. You know, I just watched The Pit and the Pendulum, The Full Moon with Lance Henriksen. I watched that last week too, I'd watched this and I'm like, yeah, let's kind of get another, let's get into the go at it. And obviously that movie's just all about, what's his name? Torquemada's, you know, insane, you know, madness and whatever, and how it's manifesting itself. But I would have loved having just like Satan come out at the very end and smite, you know, the priests, stuff like that. Whatever. We can't always get what we want.
But, it's been a while since I've seen the Full Moon version of Pit and the Pendulum. I think the big takeaway I remember from that one, which is comparable to this one, boobs.
Yeah. There's more of a variety in this, but there's some quality in that one as well. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's a matter of quantity versus quality.
Exactly. at least we got our priorities straight. I don't remember. I don't remember in the Witchmaster General was. I don't remember much of anything about that one, to be honest with you. It's been a long time since I've seen that one. I mean, I don't remember any boobs, but then I don't remember there not being boobs.
It depends on which cut you get.
Gotcha.
The American cut didn't. I think the American cut didn't have nudity in it. I mean, the nudity that was in it was only like 30 seconds.
Right.
I was this is how warped my mind is. I cannot remember the plot of. I remember the basic plot, but I can't tell you how the movie ends or anything. But I can tell you that the deleted nude scene took place in a tavern with a bunch of bar wenches.
Hey, listen, man, that's nothing to be ashamed.
It's a priority.
Yes, exactly. It's nobody's judging you. Nobody's thinking you're being weird. It's just nature and life and what stands out to you. And nobody can tell you what to do.
That's right. By God. And I've been thinking a lot about boobs during my quarantine.
Oh my goodness. It's like, yes. Come on, what else is keeping us going?
Yeah, that's right. If nothing else, we still have boobs.
They can never take away our boobs.
I have to say 6 feet away from them, but
still. I got a little ruler, like one of those yardsticks, and I put some tiny hands on the end and I'll just like bounce them from 6 feet away. It's not quite as enjoyable, but it's still fun to watch.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and you slap them around.
Oh man, I'm glad that we finally got over talking about our actual opinion and you know, our breakdown of the movie and finally got to what's really important.
Yeah, no doubt. And there were some things. Now, my big complaint about this movie there, uh-huh. and now that I think about it, one of the big complaints I had. Kind of makes more sense now that once you see the ending.
Uh-huh.
But there's two little things that bothered me.
Okay.
One was the death of what was her name, Catherine?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Catherine's fiance took place off screen. So pretty, like, everybody, oh, so-and-so got stabbed. Jean got stabbed. Jean got stabbed. Jean's dead. Uh-huh. It's like, when the fuck did that happen?
Oh, I saw some dude jumping out of a tree.
Yeah. And then you get to see his death. And then, you know, it makes sense more at the ending. And then the other thing was with the dad, Catherine's dad dying.
Yeah.
It was like, I didn't even know he was sick.
Right.
And then just like all of a sudden, it's like, boom, he's on his deathbed.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that was there
for the sake of the plot.
Maybe it was there to take away any hope or any meaning for Catherine or make her depressed or something like that. To take the, I don't know. I don't know if it was. I mean, I'm not that's like stretching for a reason, I think, but I don't know. Yeah, I agree. It's the same thing. I don't know what that had to do with anything, but.
That, you watched a lot of Nashy stuff.
So this, I was telling you, this is why I kind of want to do this first. I've watched a few, but I feel like it's one of my holes in my horror movie watching. I think that, I mean, I've seen a couple of El Hombre Lobo. I've seen Werewolf versus the Vampire Woman, you know, stuff like that. But I don't feel like I've actually gone through and watched quite enough. I did watch, what was that one movie? There was one. We did it on the Corpse Cast. It was I can look it up. Hold on. Let's see. But it was one of them that was a little bit later than usual, and it wasn't kind of one of his like monster. What do you call those? You know, just like the how he kind of went through and did his version of Frankenstein and the Wolfman and stuff like that. It was a different one. Anyway, what about you?
Yeah, my first experience with Nashy was I was probably 8 or 9 years old. And we were at a friend's, like my parents were visiting friends of theirs, and they were playing cards or some shit. And I'm, you know,
it was Panic.
They just left me in the living room.
Sorry, that was the movie I saw. I saw Panic Beats. That was the one that.
Oh, we did okay, on the show. Cool.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry to interrupt.
And no, you're cool. The movie was Horror Rises from the Tomb.
Yeah. Okay. Uh huh.
And so I'm like in the living room with, my parents' friends' kids, and they'd fallen asleep. So I stayed up to watch Chiller Theater, and mm-hmm. Horror Rises from the Tomb was on. And I got about halfway through it. Like I said, I was maybe 9 years old. And my parents were like, well, you just want to spend the night here. You know, come pick you up in the morning. I swore up and down that their friends were going to fucking murder me that night. And I was absolutely, I mean, I know these people all my life,
mm-hmm.
but I was like, absolutely, like, there is no fucking way I am staying here with these potential murderers. They're going to cut off my head.
And fucking dude, that is amazing.
Do something horrible to me. Oh, yeah. So awesome. I don't know if the movie holds up. I've since like got a copy mm-hmm. just to see, you know, eventually get around to rewatching it.
Right.
To see, but when I was 9, it was fucking terrifying. And it's, I mean, dude, it's one of those memories that stuck with me all of my life. And speaking of which, thanks to Aaron Edgel.
Yeah.
You know, Aaron. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the one that fucking figured out what movie I was talking about a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
I was on Facebook, like, what was this fucking movie where the guy was beheaded and then his servants fucking put his head back on? He's like, oh yeah, Horror Rises from the Tomb. I was like, of course.
That's amazing. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, Aaron really knows his shit. It's a shame he doesn't do, was it the Dollar Drive-In? Was yeah, the name of his thing he was doing, the Dollar Drive-In?
Yep.
He was, yeah, it's a shame he doesn't do that anymore, because there's some really good stuff here. And the guy knows more about fucking public domain movies
than anyone I've ever met.
Anybody I know.
And the thing is, too, is he was the one guy who I owe, like, he's the one that turned me on to Tubi. And it's like, what? That's amazing. Tubi's like the best free channel for movies. It's like, yeah, I spend a bunch of money on Netflix and Hulu and Amazon and Shudder, but it's like, I go to Tubi so much. I don't know why I need all those.
Yeah, Tubi's a great channel. I just watched, well, you know, because I watch a lot of Western shit.
Uh-huh.
And they had, I think it was an AMC or A&E series that Robert Redford did on the West. It was like a 7-part miniseries.
Gotcha. About
the history of like Jesse James and shit. Mm-hmm. It was right there on fucking Tubi. I was like, oh man, this is fucking awesome.
Nice. I'm watching Tubi. Blade the series right now on Tubi.
I forgot that was on there because I had like, oh shit, I wouldn't mind rewatching that while I'm fucking.
Yeah, because it came out, what, like 10 years ago or plus? And I remember watching it thinking, it is all right. But I saw it and I completely forgot about it until I saw it on Tubi. Like, I forgot it existed.
Yeah, I watched maybe 3 or 4 episodes of it when it came on and it was like, this is pretty good.
Yeah, because it stars a guy named Sticky Fingers or something. It's like, oh boy, oh boy. That's who we got. That's who we got playing Blade right now. Whatever. That's cool. Anyway.
Oh, shit. So, yeah,
I really like this movie, man.
What else do we need to say about this, dude?
It looked really good. Like I said, it was somewhere in between this was probably more on the old Hammer style, but not quite as lush as a lot of those. All the scenery is in some of those movies. But I mean, it kind of had that same look and feel to me. It was an enjoyable watch. I think that Paul Naschy is the Spanish Oliver Reed looking kind of guy. Like, it doesn't, it's like he's always, I don't know. Oliver Reed obviously has more charisma, but I don't know. You look at him and it's like he's this, I guess he was wearing a wig and a fake beard in this one too. So it's like, I'm not sure why he didn't just grow one, but I don't know. I liked it. Barrel chested. Inquisition from the 1600s, go ahead and do your worst, but make sure to sprinkle in some boobies. That's it. I really liked it.
Yeah, cool. And let's see, I'm just skimming my notes again. So here's some of my miscellaneous notes from this fucking thing.
Cool.
Monk parades are boring as shit.
Yep.
Let's see. Witches and warlocks get power and riches from Satan. Don't see a downside. let's see. When the Inquisition asks you, what do you think of the devil? There's only one right answer. And that's
he sucks.
Fucking sucks.
Yeah.
don't fucking be ambiguous about it at all.
Don't
tell the Inquisitor the devil is...
He plays an important role in the battle between good and evil. No, don't just say he sucks.
Yeah, he's the bad guy.
He just sucks.
Let's see. Guy may be in bed thinking he's with his wife, but it's really a succubus. And
I don't see a downside with that. Yep.
Yeah, not at all. As a matter of fact, my wife is a succubus.
Oh, I just think that it might just add some spice to your life every once in a while if that happens.
Well, actually, I think most women are anyway, so.
Gotcha.
I don't know how you can tell the fucking difference. let's see. Apparently, there's a hazing ritual for becoming a witch. What scavenger hunt starts with a decaying, severed head?
Yeah.
My favorite line of the movie was when he says that he's going to be adopting the girls when the Inquisitor says, I'm going to be adopting you all.
That is the biggest racket ever. When your
father dies, she gets ready to, she's like, but my dad said, and he stops her and says, no, you don't have to thank me. I was like, dude, she wasn't, it was the most arrogant fucking favorite line of the movie. I actually laughed out loud.
The best. Yeah, dude. By the way, what a racket. I mean, yeah. But you just got to wait a couple years and there you go. Anyway, sorry. That was probably a little dark. I went too far there.
Oh, shit. But yeah, this is a really good, I agree with you 100%. About it being a cross between like the Hammer style and the European, the sleazy Italian movies of this era. Mm-hmm. But I think that works to its benefit. I mean, the locations that they've used, I mean, everything looks pretty authentic, I guess, for the 16th century.
Who knows? But
they got the castles and the little villages and shit.
Well, it's like when you're filming in Europe, there's going to be old shit there. Yeah. So you just use the old shit.
Yeah, and it made for some really, really nice cinematography. Mm-hmm. The sets were these you know, being able to use these locations.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it was well shot, well fucking put together movie. I mean, I just really enjoyed the hell out of it.
Yep. Agreed. Go check it out.
Cool, brother. Was there anything else you were to talk about?
I think that's all about it. All I got about that movie. It's I'm gonna keep down my Nashi quest and see what I got and see what I can
get. And it's definitely worth looking into. And I'm not sure what feed we're going to put this out on.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess whether I put it on mine or Mike puts it on his or both or whatever. This movie is in the public domain.
Yep.
It's available from archive.org. And so we'll just try to remember to put the link into the show notes so that if you want to check it out, you can. I mean, it's not like we got anything fucking better to do.
Nope.
And I'm not sure how our schedules are going to mesh up. I know I'm pretty much fucking free.
Yeah.
But Mike, I guess you're working from home.
Yep. Fun times.
Yep. So, I think the plan, I'm not sure, we just kind of half-assed discussed a plan, but I think we're just going to pick some random shit that is available for fucking free to fucking talk about, you know, while this, everybody's stuck at home, you know, maybe find something that you haven't seen before, we haven't seen before, and, just try to, broaden our horizons a little bit.
And see some boobies while we're at it.
And see... Yeah, that's what I meant. More boobs.
You just said the same thing in different with different words. I get it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. Anybody wants to get a hold of me, I'm on Facebook, Stephen Thompson, and you can email me at jafmpodcast@gmail.com. Mike, what's your deal?
Mike@cadaverlab.com. You can call in if you want to, like I'm on Facebook is Mike Cadaver. And, there you go. It's the best way to get a hold of me. Not that you're going to.
Yeah. Yeah. God knows if I wasn't already friends with you, I wouldn't like,
right. Volunteer. Right. No, I know how I am, man. It's no secret.
Yeah. Let's see. What else was there? Oh, I do have a website, don't I? JAFMP.com.
Oh, yeah.
So you probably already know that because if you're listening to this, then you probably already know who the fuck I am.
Yeah.
And if you already know who the fuck I am, you already know that's probably through the show. And if you know where the show is, then you know who the fuck I am.
That all makes sense, so, man. Way to wrap all that logic up.
I'm sure.
You did a great, fantastic.
Yeah, I haven't been smoking any weed yet today, but but that's the kind of logic.
Beautiful. Yeah, corpsecollective.com.
All right, so everybody out.
I just threw that out there real quick.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on your line, buddy.
Corpsecollective.com. Check it out. I sound so cool, like a guy who would be named Sticky Fingers. Yo, check it out. CorpseCollective.com. Sticky Fingers checking in with Blade. Anyway, sorry. That's always weirded me out. Anyway, let's finish up this. before we go any further than from the path.
All right, kids. Well, that's it for us for now. I guess Mike and I are going to get together and discuss when the next one's going to come out and what we're going to do.
Yep.
But we hope you enjoyed these little impromptu shows that we're going to be putting out over the next couple weeks. And everybody out there, be safe, and bitches, be cool.
Bye, guys.
I need toilet paper. I'm out of toilet paper. It's my corona. I need toilet paper. I'm out of toilet paper. It's my corona.
Got to make a grocery run. Well, that sounds fun. Why am I out here risking my life? Corona, where's a goddamn parking space? Shit, I touched my face. Wait, I think I finally caught my corona. Stop it, don't be panic. Go inside.
No organic?
Oh no, all GMO. Jesus Christ, now I panic. I'll die. My corona.
Out of toilet paper, it's my corona.
Don't come any closer, huh? I'll mess you up. I'm just coming in for some wipes, corona. Kroger's full of empty shelves.
what the hell?
Yes, I'm stocking up on boxed white Corona. Nothing's making sense. No more friends. No more basketball kids. Our home from school. It's raining too. And I'm losing my Corona. My Corona.
I need toilet paper. Corona.
Get to me, is it just a matter of time, Corona? Will I kill my family in quarantine?
Yep.
Or is it just a game in my mind, Corona? Then there's Donald Trump,
what the fuck?
Why are you shaking hands and keep telling us nothing's up, that we're gonna be fine?
What?
My Corona. My Corona. So sick of my Corona. Hey, my Corona. My Corona.